So we're at the Dare to be Different contest still, and tell me who you are and where you're from.
I'm James Ng, and I'm from Seattle. I'm actually one, the local guy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so what do you have here? It's a very cool looking carbon fiber device.
Yes.
So you've taken the reference board and built a little enclosure for it.
Yes. And the production version would be essentially the size of a watch.
Yeah.
Hopefully. And it's supposed to consolidate all your security information into one device, so you know you don't have to carry so much stuff with you every day and remember all the passwords.
So what kind of stuff specifically are you talking about?
Website passwords, credit cards, library cards, garage remotes, car keys, house keys.
So everything could be on one little device.
Yes.
That you could wear on your wrist.
Yes.
So that's very cool. So so how do you do all that interfacing throughout the day? So for like credit cards, is it using the RFID from the card? Or
there'll be a new method of transaction that, mm-hmm. that I've kind of prototyped on the on the device. So I don't know if you heard on the news on Monday, 130 million credit cards stolen. Right.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Now, what if I can eliminate that?
Yeah.
Because you know, for 30 odd years that credit card's been around,
mm-hmm.
the security has not changed at all.
Yeah.
And you know, it's about time that we make the credit card transactions more secure. So even if I steal your credit card, I cannot use it. You know.
So how does this work differently?
Well, when each credit card transaction involve a transaction between the device
mm-hmm.
and the credit card company. So it's not just a matter of me giving you a card. You know.
Yeah, so it's not just having the device.
No, because you've got to have the device as well as the card number, right?
So, you
have private keys on the device that would you know verify who you are
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have to just give you a card and you trust it.
You're not just taking my number.
Exactly. There's more than just taking a number. So
cool. So you can essentially control everything. You're talking about doing passwords and you mean like passwords log into your computer.
That's
when you're
right.
Standing
I mean
there.
How many distinct passwords do you have? Three, four?
Enough. Right? A lot, yeah.
I have a lot of accounts, but distinct passwords, I maybe have three or four.
Yeah.
Right? But if you have all your passwords on the device, you can have a different and distinct password for each of your accounts.
Very cool.
So if I say I steal one of your passwords,
mm-hmm.
right, you know, I can't go around trying different websites and see if that works.
Because
you can probably do that right today with what you have, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another thing that's supposed to be.
Okay, so you can log into your computer, you can log into different sites, you can open your garage door, you can start your car. And your credit cards, your library card, and may as well throw in changing the thermostat from there while you're at
it. Well, eventually you could probably do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you probably have Wi-Fi access to you know, home automation.
So it's like a complete control system that you wear on your wrist.
It is about security and convenience.
And what's the ultimate form factor you'd like to see this get into?
It'll be in the size of a watch. No bigger than a watch.
Very nice. Very cool.
So, you know, everything, and you know, you don't have to type any more password in during the day.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, you put the watch on in the morning, type your, you know, enter your password on the watch.
Yeah.
You authenticate it from that point on. Rest of the day, the watch does everything for you.
Well, that's it's awesome. Thanks for showing this to us.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Great.